Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for June 2017. Greetings everyone. Presidential comment leads tonight's official broadcast. Reporting from Blenheim, it's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening. Later tonight, you will hear the highlights from our conference at AGM in Rotorua. On behalf of all members, I would like to thank Margaret and Ted Bretherton and their small team at the Rotorua branch for their big effort in turning on a fine weekend in all respects. I would also like to thank Debbie Morgan and our Treasurer, Evan Sayer, for all their work in getting everything ready for the AGM. The range of talks that were presented and the ARC forum show what a diverse activity amateur radio is, and there is really something for everyone. This was a real encouragement for amateurs to get out and use the extensive spectrum we have available for service to the community, for education and our enjoyment. A highlight for me was attending the WARO 55th birthday morning tea, an occasion marked as Rotorua was where WARO began at the conference there back in 1962. Celia Reid, ZL1ALK, who was present when WARO was formed, cut the cake, and the occasion was very well attended and some new members were signed up by Cathy, ZL280K. We have now changed our constitution following the remits passed at the AGM concerning conflict of interest of association officers and the winding up clause. These changes were required by charity services to allow NZART to become a charity. I am pleased to inform you that the application that was started last year has now been accepted and NZART is now registered as a charity. The charity registration number is CC54596. Please keep that number in mind if you happen to win lotto, as any donation to NZART is now tax deductible. This number will appear in the front page of Breakin from the next edition on. Up until now, we have been paying tax on interest earned on our reserves. This will no longer occur, which will bring us in an extra $2,000 to $3,000 per annum. Well, that's all from me tonight, Jim, but as I said earlier, we have a lot of radio spectrum available, so make sure you make the most of this great resource. Good night to all listeners.
And thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Key points from conference in Rotorua. Subscriptions for 2018, no change. A rebate of $10 is applicable if paid by the 30th of November this year. Corebook 2017 will be produced in hard copy this year. It is expected to be included with your November-December issue of Breakin. To remits, and the results were, remit 1 was carried on voices. Remit 2, after an amendment from Marlborough Branch 22 to make the wording clearer, the remit was carried on voices. And remit 3 was lost on voices. Breakin Awards for 2016. The Breakin Article of the Year was presented by Mark ZL2UFI, the Breakin Editor. Best Technical Article 2016 was from Holger ZL3IO. Best General Article, Douglas ZL1BFS. Best Columnist, Murray ZL1BPU. Each winner received a certificate and a copy of the latest RSGB handbook. The ZL1HV Jumbo Godfrey Award. This was awarded to Peter ZL2AUB, Manawa 2, Branch 20. Laurie ZL2TC, Napier, Branch 25. Heather ZL2TYF, Branch 26, Nelson. And Dylan ZL2SAR, also Branch 26, Nelson. Badges were presented for 100% examination passes in 2016. Mergen ZL1MXW Branch 28, Walter ZL4EC and Estelle ZL4WAL, also from Branch 28, James ZL1JSAT Branch 55, and Wally ZL1JLM of Branch 65. The Rothschild Cup for the most successful examination passes went to Christchurch Branch 05 with 32 passes last year. Best examination result for 2016 under 18, sponsored by ICOM New Zealand, went to Matthew ZL3COG, age 17, from Christchurch Branch 05. Youngest amateur result 2016, sponsored by Nelson Sound, that went to 14-year-old Alice ZL2EM from Branch 13. And Amateur of the Year, Kelvin Barnsdale, ZL3KB. The ALO, Don Wallace, gave an update on the 220 MHz and 5 MHz bands. Chris Hellier, ZL3LF, gave a comprehensive update on the new NZART website. It's hoped to have a facility on the website for the 2018 subscriptions to be paid online. Conference 2018 is to be held at Burns Lodge, Mosgiel, Queen's Birthday Weekend 2018. And the Stirrers Award, well, there was no doubt that went to NZART President Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, for an unbelievable number of quips throughout the AGM. Well, that's key points from conference. More details can be found on the NZART website in Headquarters Info Line number 355 that was published on the 9th of June. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go now for Headquarters News, and it's a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, conference is over for another year. Once again, a great weekend catching up with old friends and meeting new ones. Well done, Rotorua Branch, on a great conference and putting on the perfect weather for us all. Just a couple of things from conference. I missed awarding a 100% examination pass badge to Kieran Smith, ZL3XGL from Christchurch, who at only the age of 19 last year attained 60 out of 60 in his exam pass. Congratulations, Kieran. A badge will be sent to you shortly. I've received a number of inquiries regarding conference photos and where these can be obtained. Please contact me and I will forward you the web address for Dave McLuggage, ZL1DMA, who took these photos. You can then view them online and select which ones you wish to purchase direct from Dave. Lastly, a reminder to all branches that there is still 1 month to go before the special membership offer of $49.50 to join expires. Please note, however, this applies only to non-members and those who have not been a member of NZART for 2 or more years. Well, keep warm, everyone. Only 2 months of winter left. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28 will be holding their annual sale day on Saturday, July 22nd at their club rooms at Whangarei Museum and Heritage Park, 500 State Highway 14, Manu, Whangarei. Doors open for buyers at 10:30 a.m. Tables for vendors are available at $10 per 900mm. Tea, coffee and a range of food will be on sale. Now make all sale table bookings to Brian Wingers at L1BSW. Phone 0274 913 888. Again, phone 0274 913 888. Or you can email zl1bsw@nzart.org.nz. Email zl1bsw@nzart.org.nz. That's the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club annual sale day on Saturday, the 22nd of July. Now for a catch-up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
A few weeks before the Friedrichshafen Ham Radio event, Australian and New Zealand amateurs will gather in Churchill, about 105 miles east of Melbourne, Australia, for GIPSTEC 2017. The event is organized by the Eastern Zone Amateur Radio Club. Amateur Radio Newsline's John Williams, VK4JJW, tells us more.
GIPSTEC 2017 is a conference in Victoria, Australia that focuses on microwave, UHF and VHF operations, particularly for weak signal operations. Amateurs will attend the annual gathering this year on July 1st and 2nd. The conference, which has been held for 20 years, is organised by the Eastern Zone Amateur Radio Club. Peter Freeman, VK3PF, chairman of GIPSTEC, told Amateur Radio Newsline that it's modelled after similar events in the US that allow hams to share techniques for various weak signal operations. Peter said the Eastern Zone Club itself has a number of enthusiastic members who are interested in these modes of communication, and GIPSTEC became an outgrowth of that. What started as a one-day event is now a formal two-day conference, drawing amateurs from most of the states throughout Australia and even New Zealand and elsewhere. At the 2003 event, Joe Taylor, K1JT, presented his WSJT software, which was then still new. This year, the agenda will include some microwave activations, and there'll be reports on previous year's proceedings available for purchase. The conference is making a partners program available with a minibus providing sightseeing in the local area. If you want to be among this year's attendees, please note that registration closes June 25th. Download a registration form at vk3bez.org/conference. For more details, contact Peter, VK3PF, at vk3pf@wia.org.au. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
In the world of DX, as Azerbaijan hosts the Formula One Grand Prix in its capital city of Baku, several special event stations are active. Be listening for 4JF1EU, 4JF1BAKU, 4KF0NE and 4KF1BAKU from the 23rd of June to the 25th. Send QSLs direct or via Logbook of the World. Hams belonging to the Cuban Amateur Radio Association, FRC, will be using the call sign CO9KAA, marking the 50th anniversary of an annual cultural event honoring the 19th century poet Cristobal Napale Farrado from June 28th until July 3rd. Listen on 80, 40, 20, 15, 10, and 6 meters, where hams will be using CW and SSB. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. It's time right now for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. There was a large attendance of members for the Waro Annual General Meeting held during NZART Conference at Rotorua. Marlene ZL1MYL has been elected president, with Margaret ZL1MB vice president. The secretary is Val ZL2FO, and the treasurer is Heather ZL2TYF. All the committee members and appointed members remain the same as last year. The Thelma Super Memorial Contest 2017 results were announced during the AGM. This year's winner was Val ZL2FO, with Jeanette ZL3DYL second and Nairi ZL2UJT third. The winning OM was Ivan ZL2ATU. The trophy and certificates were presented to recipients at the meeting. Waro will run an on-air award instead of an activity week in 2017, and planning is underway for that to take place during the week of the 19th to the 26th of August. I'll tell you more about that next month. The Waro Achievement Award, which is the Myrtle Erland Rose Bowl for YL of the Year, was presented to Nairi ZL2UJT at the Sunday night dinner of conference. Nairi continues to be very involved in local branch activities as well as in Waro activities and is a very deserving winner of this award. Most of you will know by now that this year is the 55th anniversary of the beginning of Waro in Rotorua. And to mark the occasion, every YL attending the conference was invited to come along and join us for a special morning tea after our AGM. Our remaining foundation member Celia ZL1ALK cut the celebration cake, and NZART President Stuart ZL2TW proposed a toast to Waro and its future success. A quick reminder about the Australian Ladies Alara Meet, which is being held in Cairns, Queensland from September the 8th to the 11th. Registrations are open, and if you're planning to attend, the organisers would like to hear from you very soon. A Facebook page has been set up with news of the meet, and registration forms and the program can be found on the Alara website, which is www.alara.org.au/alarameet. That's all for this month, Jim. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, is overseas tonight. Sir Jim, ZL2BHF, is reporting. We start with information from Auckland Branch 02, with news that their VHF net has now moved to a Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. on the usual frequency. Note also, the HF net has been temporarily suspended. From QUAFARC, newsletter of the Franklin Amateur Radio Club Branch 10 NZART, news that they'll be holding their junk sale on Tuesday, 18th of July, in their club rooms, Stadium Drive, Pukekohe, at 7:30 p.m. They have equipment from three estates, so there'll be a number of transmitters and receivers in the sale lineup. It will be a conducted sale with Ted Doles at L1BQA as the conductor. Wellington Branch 50 Social Group meets this Tuesday, that's the 27th of June, at 1:30 p.m. in the Lutheran Church Hall, King Street, Mount Cook in Wellington. These meetings are a good time to catch up on things past and present. To the south and from Interface, the newsletter of Marlborough Branch 22 details of their midwinter lunch on Sunday, the 16th of July, at the Wairau River Wines Restaurant on the corner of Rapara Road and State Highway 6. Those interested in attending must RSVP to the Simpsons before 10th of July. Email grant@simtronics.co.nz or telephone 03 578 9390. Nelson Amateur Radio Club Branch 26 advise in their newsletter, CQ Nelson, that they're having a midwinter lunch at the Tong Tara Thai Restaurant, 142 Hardy Street in Nelson, on Saturday, 22nd of July. It commences at 12 midday. Members, partners and friends are all welcome. Finally tonight, from Otago Branch 30. The branch meets at 109 McAndrew Road, South Dunedin, on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Now on Wednesday, July the 5th, the branch will be holding a mystery component test night with David ZL40K. A range of components and test gear will be on hand for you to identify. Moving to Wednesday, July the 19th, then James Brundle will talk about the ionosphere and its influence on radio propagation. To Wednesday, July 26th, Charlie ZL1VR will show a movie featuring the construction and launch of Harbour Tug Rangi, built by the Otago Harbour Board in the 1970s. And that's the branch news for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 30th of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for June 2017. Good night, everyone. Good night now.